Captain Fred. September the 24th of 2016. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're making, I think, progress to understanding how we've been rushed into believing the propaganda of this fascist government controlled by corporations. And I'm talking about the pharmaceutical companies. I'm talking about the people that control the natural evolution of humanity by making illegal things that help humanity. And I've become familiar with some of the people that are beginning to break through the boundaries and the bindings of this hoax against humanity, this hoax of the illegalization of cannabis. We may sound like we're beating this drum to death, but I think that the interest from the listeners has been obvious that there's a lot of people that are interested in alternative and different ways to treat their illnesses, their pains, their suffering. And Sam, I'd like to play this first clip, and it's a pretty moving clip. And I know that Jim Strang, the owner of Green Acres Hemp Farm, has heard this story and has heard so many stories like it. But I think it's important that before we go on with the show today, go ahead and play this clip. This is a TEDx clip. Jim Humphreys is his name.
What goes through your mind when I tell you that my 11-year-old twins are using marijuana? Do you think to yourselves, oh my God, the drug problem in the U.S. is worse than I thought? How is it possible that 11-year-olds get access to pot? Maybe some of you thought, geez, I wonder what medical condition these kids have. The truth of the matter is, most of us don't think about medicine when we hear the word marijuana. I admit, I'm embarrassed to admit, that up until 2 years ago, I was completely misinformed about marijuana. And I think many of our population is today. I remember vividly in sixth grade being ushered into the auditorium to see a government-sponsored documentary about marijuana. It was the most scary thing I'd ever watched. People jumping off buildings, car crashes, it was mayhem. But not once was there a mention of the possibility that cannabis was useful as medicine. To be honest, in retrospect, I'm a little angry about the propaganda that our government is putting forth. It's even happening today. My big idea worth sharing is that medicinal cannabis can be the healthcare success story of our lifetimes, but only if we all engage in learning the truth and ask our federal government to end prohibition of cannabis. I'd like to introduce you to my twins, Addison and Cassidy. Believe it or not, today's their birthday. 11 years ago today, only a mile from here, they were born and came into our lives. Happiest day of my life. I love the date, too. January 23rd, 2004. 1, 2, 3, 4. Unfortunately, Addie and Cassie suffer from a very rare genetic disorder called Niemann-Pick type C. This horrible disease is more commonly called, or what we call it, is childhood Alzheimer's. Their little brains are drowning in cholesterol. They're missing a protein that allows them to process cholesterol both in and out of their brain cells. The cause is neurodegeneration. They can no longer walk, and they can no longer talk. We were told that Addie and Cassie would be lucky to see their 12th birthday. After reeling with this devastating diagnosis, my wife and I dedicated ourselves to finding treatments for our twins in their lifetime. We gave up successful high-tech careers in Silicon Valley, and we became research philanthropists, raising money for research, and ultimately we became biotechnology entrepreneurs developing a compound. The compound we found was cyclodextrin, and we found it with the help of an amazing group of scientists, researchers, and physicians from all over the world, including right here in Reno. Every week, the girls get an infusion. It's 8 hours long. It goes into their bloodstream, the cyclodextrin. Every other week, like yesterday, the girls go to the hospital and they get a lumbar puncture in their spine in order to get the cyclodextrin to reach their brains directly. We think that the combination of those two routes of administration are slowing down the neurodegenerative progression and hopefully maybe even stopping it. Addie and Cassie were the first little pioneers to try this scary treatment. I can tell you as a parent, with no one in front of you paving the way, it truly is a scary moment. Thankfully, more than a couple dozen kids around the world, including a few at the NIH, are now engaged in further science and research on this experimental treatment. But the treatment doesn't seem to help with their seizures. As a result of the neurodegeneration, my kids have seizures almost daily. A couple years ago, they were way more than daily. They were many a day. We started giving the kids traditional pharmaceutical medicines for their seizures. And they worked. Some of them worked, some of them didn't work. But the big problem was most seizure drugs cause your kids to become zombies. The whole purpose of the drugs is to essentially take away the stress or the triggers that cause seizures. We had heard about a father in California that it was treating a young son who was intractable seizures, seizing constantly all day long. And he was using cannabis medicine. We became interested. We contacted him. We learned more about the drug. Ultimately, we decided to pursue cannabis in earnest. Did you know that the cannabis plant was used in as early as 2900 BC in China as medicine? Did you know that we in America were using, in the 1800s, for a century, we were using cannabis to treat a number of afflictions? Unfortunately, in the early 1900s, as you all probably know, cannabis was prohibited and subsequently demonized and turned into a war. It's a shame. It truly is a shame. But we became convinced that the oil would work. So we set out to find a supply of oil. Certainly, cannabis has been legal in the great state of Nevada for almost a decade. Surely we could just go out and buy some oil and give it to our kids. Not true. There was no oil available in our great state. So we set out to do it ourselves. First, we got physician approval to do the treatment of cannabis, and then we became caregivers, licensed caregivers in the state of Nevada, which allows us to cultivate and make extractions, oils from the cannabis plant to give to our kids. Every day, three times a day, the girls get a little oil like what you see here. This oil is extracted from a very special cannabis plant that's high in cannabidiol, or CBD as we call it. Unfortunately, this oil by itself doesn't even completely, for our children, stop their seizures. So we still use a small amount of pharmaceutical medicine, but we use less. We've reduced the number of drugs the kids take, and we've reduced the amount of dose from the few drugs we do give them. And consequently, our kids are not only having fewer seizures and shorter seizures, they're also bright-eyed and happy children again. They're no longer little zombies. This was great progress, but I thought to myself, holy cow, there are 2 million epilepsy or seizure disorder sufferers in the United States. Who's going to help those folks, those kids, those adults with these disorders? And at that moment, we decided to take what we had learned for our children and turn it into a commercial business here in the state of Nevada, which was just preparing to allow that to happen. And as Kylie mentioned, we've endeavored to do so and are now licensed to grow, extract, and sell, dispense cannabis here in Nevada, the state of Nevada. Someday, the federal government will end prohibition. But how many lives will be lost potentially or severely affected in the meantime? How many kids with seizures like mine will move their families, will uproot from their homes to move to Colorado or Nevada to get these medicines? How many cancer patients will be denied access to inexpensive and effective medicine to treat the side effects like pain and nausea that come with chemotherapy? There is a groundswell of folks like me who understand the potential of cannabis, and I'm grateful for that. The ironic thing is some of my family and friends, including most particularly my own mother, are still not convinced. My mother is worried that the free access to cannabis is actually a threat to society, and that perhaps the medicinal value doesn't outweigh that threat. And she sees the medicinal value in her grandchildren. The problem, I think, is that really we just don't have enough hard evidence yet to convince the skeptics. There just isn't enough science and research to back the foundation that the medicine's working, the medicine's effective, that are useful for large populations of people. That's not to say that research doesn't exist. There's a mountain of evidence that the cannabis plant is useful. But there's not a lot of clinical science, hard clinical science to that effect. That's the conundrum. That's the chicken and egg problem. Until the federal prohibition of cannabis ends, until we take cannabis off the schedule of harmful drugs like LSD and methamphetamines that have no medicinal value, until we remove cannabis from that list, which is insane that it's on that list to begin with, until we remove it from that list, research can't take place. If I came to the University of Nevada Reno Medical Center tomorrow with a $1 million grant to study cannabis, I would likely not have success. It's not that the scientists don't want to study the plant. It's that they are fearful of losing federal funding. It's because they'd have to deal with the DEA and other regulatory agencies at the federal level, which is a complex and expensive process. This is one of the many tentacles of the prohibition of cannabis that actually prohibits us from moving forward. My own personal experience with cannabis, along with the evidence, the science that I know about, makes me absolutely certain what I shared with you earlier. Cannabis has the potential to become the big healthcare success story of our lifetimes, but only if we allow it. Here at Incassi in a more recent picture. For those of you who are still skeptical, perhaps for those of you like my mother who still worry about the societal downside of cannabis, I ask you to look at this picture and consider the following. By limiting access to cannabis for parents like myself, you're forcing me to make a decision between the lives or well-being of my children and going to jail. How is that a fair or rational set of thinking in modern society? Our 16th president, the famous 16th president, had very strong feelings about this subject. He said, prohibition goes beyond the bounds of reason and that it attempts to control a man's appetite by legislation and makes a crime out of things that aren't crimes. A prohibition law strikes a blow at the very principles upon which our government was founded. This was Abraham Lincoln. And he said these words before we had the experiences we had with alcohol prohibition or with cannabis prohibition. Someday, the federal government will spend the money on research. Someday, the NIH will actually be actively pursuing cannabis as a treatment. Until that day comes, a large group of us have come together and formed a nonprofit to organize and fund clinical research in cannabis in the private sector until we can use the academic institutions. We call the foundation PeopleCan in honor of advocates like myself who over the last several decades have been saying what I'm now saying and whose words I didn't listen to until my own situation demanded it. Never in her wildest imagination, would my wife have thought that today she would be a cannabis advocate. She was also misinformed, let's say, about the plant until we needed to learn. Neither my wife nor I would ever believe that our young children would become the next generation of cannabis advocates. I'd like you to meet them. Please give a birthday welcome to my wife, Chris. Excuse me. And my daughters, Addie and Cassie. Hi. Would it be unkind to ask if you could...
These stories of parents' devotion, willingness to do what's necessary for the benefit, the health of their children. Is it necessary that we do this alone? My friend Jim Strang is dealing with this daily. Jim, are you in yet with us, Jim? I'd like for you to...
Yep, I just got online here.
Yeah, we're having a little communication difficulty today. I played a clip just a minute ago. I don't know if you were able to hear it, but it was a clip of a father with children who basically had to grow and make his own oil for their seizures. And I know that you've told me so many stories of people that are coming to you to help them with similar problems. And I know that recently you've told me some other things. What can we do to change this? How can we bring about it? Does everybody have to come to Colorado to get this treatment? We may have lost a little bit.
Are we there now?
Yeah, we're having a little bit of communication difficulties today. I think that the government doesn't really want us talking about something that may conflict with some of the, I guess, PAC fund supporters. You had talked to me the other day about a gentleman that came to you that his sister had stage 4 cancer, and it came to you, and you've helped her with CBD. How's that coming? You've heard anything more from her?
Yeah, actually, I talked to her on Thursday, and she called me, and she says, "Jim," I go, "What's going on?" She says, "I finally got my teeth back in my mouth for the first time since I've gotten cancer, and they fit perfect." And that was exciting.
That lady in hospice, right?
Yeah, she was in hospice. I actually started treating her about her third day in hospice. She had 3 weeks they were giving her. She was out of hospice in 7 days. We've been treating her for almost 2 months now, and like I said, she's finally got her teeth back in her mouth, and they fit, and she is talking normal. It's just incredible.
I know that's true. And you said there was another gentleman that you're helping with pancreatic cancer. That's supposed to be incurable.
Yes, and he will be the second patient, or the third patient now that we have treated with that has been in stage 4. And he's been on the medicine. He actually is a retired Marine, and he's up in Sauwatch County, Colorado. We drove up there, it's been about a week and a half, sat down with the family, and he was pretty much against all this. His wife at that point says, "I'm stronger than you now, you're going to take these." So I got a call actually from them on Wednesday, and he has turned around so much. They went to Walmart shopping the other day. From day one, taking the CBD, he has got away from his antacid pills and has not taken another pain pill since. And now he wants his CBD every day.
Well, Jim, you know, I played a clip that was, I think it was a TEDx clip, but it was, it's touching because everybody's coming to the same thing. When all the other pharmaceuticals, the doctors lose hope, they really don't even inspire hope anymore. But I think...
go ahead.
I think everybody comes to it the same way, and I think it's time that we maybe start demanding that the government allow more research, legalize it so we can catch up with the 79 years of the dark ages of medicine. You know, I'm not really an advocate for bypassing any kind of... I guess healing for him, but I keep running across the same story, and I think, Jim, you're doing the same thing. I think we're supposed to be taking a break. I don't know if we are or not. Sam, you got us on the line still? Maybe on break right now. Well, anyway, we still got
there
a minute.
Is.
There we are. Well, anyway, yeah, we've all fought this battle for so long now, and I think we're beginning to get some good listeners. I think there's people that are involved with us on this fight, and I think that the more that we show the reality, the realness of the people that it's helping, I think that's important to us.
It's very incredible. It's definitely something we need.
Well, you know, what I'm concerned about is, like the article that I played, the gentleman that really went to the extent of learning how to process the oil himself, and that's not really necessary. It's really a simple thing. I know that in Colorado now, there's a lot of different options for CBD and CBD oils. I know that the variety of strains that are being sold in Colorado, there's probably, 30 or 40 different strains of high CBD?
Yeah, there's quite a few different strains now of the high CBD out here. They're crossing more over all the time. These breeders are just coming up with some phenomenal ratios from CBD to THC. They're just turning these plants around, and like we're talking, it's all good medicine.
Well, the confusing thing about the CBD is that most people that are victims of the misinformation of the media and of the government don't really understand that a true healing CBD-THC combination does not make you high. It makes you feel good, but it won't make you high. If anything, it may help focus or give you focus or mental clarity. Yeah, I don't think that what's happened is that the misinformation has caused this whole agenda to bottleneck. Now that's what's happening, is that there's such a demand for alternative, and people are beginning to see this. I think that this misinformation has created a bottleneck with information and reality.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I know you were talking about the government and stuff, you know, on this, but the reason I feel they're keeping it on schedule, one, is so people can't get grants and funding to actually research this because of what people will start to find out.
You know, the pharmaceutical companies are doing the same thing that Monsanto did. They're going into states that have petitions for legalization, and they're campaigning and spending billions and millions of dollars campaigning against it. And people are being deceived. And the deception involves the legalization of recreational marijuana, too. And I think that's a totally different issue. And I think that adds to to the confusion.
Very much so, it does.
But, you know, that's something that a lot of people go to Colorado for. I know that when I was in southern Colorado, I visited a couple of retail cannabis shops there. And for the most part, the retail shops do always carry some CBD and some CBD products, but for the most part, they're more interested in the euphoric THC side. I know that the Pagosa Springs had a high CBD strain called Lucy, and I was pretty impressed with that. Have you heard anything more about that?
No, I haven't heard anything more about that. I've actually, somebody gave me a card of a breeder up here in Pagosa that's supposed to have all these strains, so I'm going to actually be in contact with him pretty soon here and see what we can start, what else we can start growing on the CBD side. But one thing people need to know is if you buy CBD from people, you know, if these people cannot give you testing results and actually show you what's in it, just kind of be careful, you know. If it's a legitimate company, they're going to be able to come up with to show the testing and all that, because just like anything else, people want to make money and do it the wrong way on good things. So
well,
I just don't want people
CBD
to get something they think is, what's that?
A lot of CBD oil that's being sold online is it's imported CBD oil. It's not from the United States at all. And also, I believe may not have the same consistency of CBDs. All the industrial hemp, the medical marijuana has to be tested in Colorado for contents. And I've seen the test results, and there's a lot to be learned about interpreting some of those results, too. And that's what's important about legalizing this, so that there can be some really good research done on what's actually happening with this plant, not only with the medicinal side, but also the other products, the fiber, the...
Yes.
You know, there's so many different applications for the plant, and even as a farmer or as the benefits of growing hemp are really multidimensional. You can do so many things with it that it's a very creative and interesting product. But hopefully, this next half hour we'll be a little bit more together with our communication. This is Captain Fred, RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Number here is 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to ask some questions about what we're talking about the CBD again, the THC, the hoax of illegalized cannabis in the United States for the last 79 years. We have Mike in Kentucky. Are you on the line, Mike?
Yeah, I am. I'm still trying to get used to this delay. You've got quite a little bit of a delay now for whatever reason through the computer and the phone and everything. I almost missed you, in other words.
I've never really seen the phone and the computer go like this for me, but who knows?
Well, it's the way it's a combination of the way the phone and the network is now. It used to be able he was almost live within a 2 or 3 second delay coming off of the free to air satellite feed, but I think they're feeding it all the same way now, so there's like a 2 minute delay.
To hear from you. What do you got on your mind?
The plant itself, nobody talks about. They talk about the cousin hemp and all this stuff. That's the propaganda we're dealing with here in Kentucky. And they're trying to say that, you know, the recreational drug crop and the hemp crop should not be grown together because it reduces production of the commercial stuff. And what I'm worrying about is that once these industrial agricultural giants like Monsanto, which is being bought by Bayer, the German Nazi Bayer company, they're going to try to modify this somehow, genetically modify it. And one thing I wanted to point out is that, you know, the way that you increase the THC is to isolate the female of the plant. You have a male and a female plant, and if you grow it indoors and isolate it, even the industrial hemp, you can raise the THC in that to make it more psychoactive, but it has to be activated by heat. So if you make a tea of any of this stuff and you use a lower heat water, then you won't get as much THC And you'll get all the bioflavonoids and the beneficial omega fatty acids and that kind of stuff in the tea. It's a 4,000-year-old remedy for severe morning sickness in women that are pregnant. So, I mean, you could say that's what's wrong with the Chinese, I guess. Back then they did a little more hemp and messed themselves up. I don't know. But but that is the oldest record that we have of it. It's back 4,000 years ago, a Chinese herbal document that recommends it for morning sickness. And what makes me sick is that for years in this country, insurance companies were paying $60-some a pill for these under the tongue anti-nausea pills for women, and they couldn't have something that they could grow in their backyard cheaper than tomatoes. And I know of some cases where insurance companies had a special adjuster to watch in those situations because some pregnancies cost $30,000-$35,000 just for those pills to keep the woman from being hospitalized from severe morning sickness. So this is how screwed up our country is, and not even counting the cancer patients and the AIDS patients that have to have these pills for anti-nausea. Thank goodness the patent ran out on that stuff. I can't remember the name of it now, but instead of $65 a pill, now it's down around, I think, $8 to $12 a pill in the generics. But, I mean, even at that, and they're trying to charge people to get caught with three or four plants $1,000 per plant plus $1,000 penalty. And if you just happen to be near the patch where, some high school kid sows a patch of plants, 25 or 30 plants, and you're a college kid, you lose all your financial aid and your career is shot. I mean, you have to work for cash for the rest of your life because you can't afford to pay this tax bill. Our government has become a fascist corporate security. That's all they are, is like a mall cop for all these corporations. It's fascism
run amok.
We
really understand that. We know that, Mike, and we're okay. All in agreement on that. I think that Jimbo and I have both been discussing a lot of these issues with the THC, and that's the reason why I've tried to continue with this topic on the program, and the reason is because it's important.
Well, the cannabinol, or the, what are you're calling this oil, CBD oil, and the cannabinols are in these plants, and like you say, it's the ratio, I think there's a legal amount of 0.04 or something, and what can be legally sold, 0.3 for THC. So, but like I said, if you're in a situation, and you want, there's got to be a way, I'm sure it could be researched, where you could reduce the amount of activated THC simply by using water that is not as hot when you make a tea from it, and you'll get the CBD, you'll get the bioflavonoids, the omega oils.
It's interesting that you should bring that up, because Jim and I have been working on, a product that's a juice, hemp juice more than anything else. And hemp, I think Jim can probably tell you what we found out about that a little better than I can. But it seems like the THC and the THCA, which is the acid, are testing positive. Yeah, what's the deal on that? Because I'm not really sure. You're like I was like Mike. I felt like the THC had to be activated by temperature, and I think it's 180 degrees and above for 10 minutes that does it. But what we discovered is that THCA, and through some people are saying that the THCA is test positive on the urine test for truckers. Is that true? Have you found any more about that? Or
no, actually, we're treating the people right now, and the THC in our capsules is if you are a truck driver, you take a drug physical for a government employee. They're saying that the THC THCA they do test for. Now, from what I understand, they use THC in certain medications that the doctors prescribe, but there is no psychoactive effect from it. But now THCA can be activated, like you said, by heating it more, and it will turn into THC.
It'll be psychoactive.
That'd be psychoactive, but it's not psychoactive now. But
you know, You can eat this stuff and it doesn't give you a buzz, but if you put it in a brownie and bake it, the heat is what activates it.
And yeah, the THCA part of it. So
The edibles are all heated. Cookies and brownies.
I'm sorry. We're getting kind of interrupted on this because of our...
It's a delay. There's a delay in the phone. I've run into this a lot where people are using Skype and digital phones. It's us older folks have trouble with that because there's a delay. It didn't used to be that way.
Do you understand the difference between THC and THCA?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're the expert. I just know what
I don't know if any of us are experts yet, but we're all learning, that's for sure.
Right.
But one thing that I've noticed across the board, even in the alternative media, and of course here in Kentucky, because they're trying to do industrial hemp, but up in Ohio they're trying to legalize recreational, that the propaganda machine says, you know, tries to say that there, you know, that there is a difference between industrial hemp and the marijuana. Cannabis sativa L, in the botanical designation, the Latin name, it's cannabis sativa L. I mean, you could argue that Aboriginal Australians are a slightly different species from the rest of humans because it's harder for them to breed together. Or, you know, you can argue that monkeys and humans can't interbreed together without some kind of weird, you know, genetic assistance or intro vitro fertilization or whatever. Cannabis sativa L in the hemp, industrial hemp, can be bred with a drug crop that has simply been selectively bred. So it's, I mean, that's the problem, is the police know this, and I've talked with the drug eradication people here, and it's ridiculous how much they're spending flying helicopters that cost something crazy like $1,000 an hour to fly these. And here in Round County in Kentucky, I've talked to numerous people who see totally black helicopters flying along looking for these plants, and there's no telling how many millions of dollars they're looking for three or four plants in a plot. And it's a fascist security state is what it is, because all they're doing is securitizing the taxed recreational drugs like alcohol, and they're protecting the pharmaceutical companies from this plant. That's all they're doing.
That's
ridiculous. Well, anyway, that's what I want to say, is point out that the female is a female is a female, and you can isolate those and raise the THC in even industrial hemp. I mean, it's being edited out of all the talk that happens in most of the media, not necessarily this show, but I don't know how that gets done across the board like that. Why in the world it is? How do you coordinate that many different media platforms to where none of them will admit that?
Well, I think what they do is they occupy the media with inane, stupid ideas like Hillary and Trump and
I'm talking about when they cover marijuana. When they cover industrial hemp and they cover marijuana, they never mention that hemp is a male and a female plant, and the seeds are on the female, and that's where the THC is. The male plant has THC, but it gets canceled out by the plant hormones. You can't smoke the male hemp plant and get high.
That's true.
Well, now
CBD has been experimenting with a little bit there.
The CBD plant that we grow, the if you want to call it the Charlotte, wherever the auto plants, those are actually all feminized. There is no males and then plants, and they're actually
they're hermaphroditic. They pollinate themselves. They're hermaphrodites.
Well, no, there's just everything we have right now is cloned. It's been cloned and cloned and cloned. So it's always been a female.
And you can take that plant, put it out somewhere in the national forest, anywhere near a male industrial hemp field. It will be pollinated.
Oh, you're going to ruin it.
Yeah, well,
our industrial field's 15 miles away from our medical hemp grow.
Downwind.
Because we do not want to cross the males with the females. It'll ruin the plant.
Well, it must be downwind, so there's no straight pollen.
Yeah, we just, well, where we live, we get 50, 60 mile an hour winds at any given time, so I think we're ruined anyway. But the first year we grew, we did an indoor grow with the indoor medical marijuana grow indoor. We had all our industrial outside, and just from going in and out of the building, we crossed all our medical marijuana and turned everything into seed, and it just ruined it. It just ruined everything. But in the process, we grew some of the seeds, and two of the plants had turned around to higher CBD and lower THC. So it worked out, yeah.
Well, what about pollinators?
The bad thing that happened actually turned out to be good.
Are you having problems with pollinators, moths and wasps and bees and stuff? I mean, how do you keep that from happening?
We haven't had any problems. Like I said, we have nothing. Anything that we have on one farm that's a CBD high strain is nowhere near anything that's a male plant.
So 15 miles is enough to keep that from happening, I guess. At least.
Yeah, we didn't have any problems, and even our medical grow this year, our medical marijuana grow didn't get crossed from nothing. And we even, there's some fields by us not too far, within 5 miles, so I was kind of surprised we didn't have an issue. And I think that's going to be an issue down the road as well.
It would surprise me because when I was in that hemp field, the bees and the birds and everything were just all over the seeds and there, and I know that what Mike's saying in Kentucky is relevant too, because you and I discussed that too, that it wasn't a good idea to visit the hemp field first.
That's the point. I've been making this point for 20 years and nobody listens here in Kentucky. If you would go in some of our agricultural counties in central Kentucky and you grew a vast hemp crop for industrial hemp, the pollen from that would blow into the national forest in the eastern parts of Kentucky and Rockcastle County and these different hillbilly countries where they're growing the illegal, quote, dope crop, and it would pollinate and reduce its viability for dope because it would lower the THC when it gets pollinated and it would cross with lower THC breeds. But they don't want to do that. Because there's some of these counties, this is a major portion of their economy, in Clay County, Rockcastle County, and that sort of thing. And legalization would also ruin a lot of these money laundering operations that's from Mexico and whatever, that, you know, they're shipping this stuff in here areas of the country.
Jim planted some Kentucky hemp, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got the Kentucky hemp. That's... the first year in 14 when we registered, we had to grow, but there was no seed. So I grew up over in Rockford, Illinois, and I remember seed. I remember that old ditch weed that used to grow. So
yeah.
We took a trip over there, and we found it, and I got a bunch of seed from it, and that's how we started our grow in 14 with that Kentucky hemp.
Clark County still has problems, I guess, with ditch weed, and which is over near Lexington, and they were a vast industrial, it was Kentucky's first billion-dollar crop in like 1935, 36, and then after World War II, they just, they phased it out completely, but they're trying to bring it back. For 3 or 4 years, they've been doing experimental stuff, the University of Kentucky has, and then this year, I guess their legislation ran out, and I was talking with a guy who's in the legislative research branch of the government, and he's like, we don't know what we're going to do because July 1st, all of this industrial hemp these guys have grown instantly becomes marijuana again. And it's stupid because you couldn't get high off of it or use it even probably for CBD. So that's just the way our government works, I guess. I don't know. It's just sometimes...
That Kentucky hemp starts out at 0.05% THC. And
the cops and the DEA don't care.
13% CBDs.
The cops and the DEA don't care, though. They say it's marijuana.
And that's crazy. That's 0.05% THC. There's not enough you could eat in a day to even get any kind of effect from it.
Well, maybe you'd test positive, like eating a poppy seed muffin supposedly will test you positive for...
That will do that. I had a truck driver friend that went through that, and he proved himself, but it took a couple of years to get his job back. And I know he was not a smoker, but he did like to eat poppy seeds, and he did test positive on a drug test.
Well, they're fiddling the police industrial complex is what they're doing. We'll be back in a few minutes. Mike, would you hang on a couple of minutes?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
All right, we'll be back. It's Captain Fred. We'll be right back.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Industrial hemp research pilot programs, and they wish to remind everyone the focus of the program is research. Applicants interested in growing industrial hemp for personal use are not considered to be aligned with the purpose of the program and are not selected participation. So, in other words, you can grow hemp, but it's still going to be illegal in Kentucky unless you fill out the application. And now the application is closed for another year. Mike, you're in Kentucky. You sound like you studied this and you're involved in the at least
I was involved in a documentary called The Way I See It back in 1998, and we went out with the Kentucky Eradication Force and to Rockcastle County and different places. And of course, by the time we got there, all of the female plants had been pulled up, and all was left was the 15-foot-tall male spindly plants. And I immediately grabbed one. I said, "You don't care if I look at this, do you?" And I broke it open. I said, "Wow, look at all that. It looks like balsa wood in there. Look how long these fibers are in this plant." Boy, I made the state police guys were a little bit irritated at me, but because I already knew this. But anyway, I need to upload that on the web, but I'm kind of mad at YouTube and stuff and all the constructive fraud there, you know, with all the hit suppressions and things that's going on the internet. But so I hate to contribute to their scheme, you know, give them content. But anyway, the thing that gets me is we've got this synthetic opiates that's coming down the pike that's so ridiculously strong they can't mix it with heroin without killing their customers. It seems like the government is straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel here, because nobody's been killed from marijuana whatsoever, ever. And, I mean, you can drive high and probably kill somebody, but, I mean, I've heard people say that it causes them time distortion so that distances and reflexes are dulled, but I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
Michael, it's a hoax. It's a hoax. Marijuana,
it's a hoax.
And all these things is something that people have been using for thousands of years. And I think I started to play another clip. It was an interesting clip about Terrence McKenna. And he was discussing that most cultures have favored drugs. You know, like our favorite drug is alcohol. And for some reason, our culture embraces alcohol, yet makes illegal. It's a hoax.
Well, to me, the plant itself, if you've ever heard of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with David Adams that wrote a whole series of them, he had a creature in this novel called the babblefish that you could put in your ear and it would translate the brain waves of any alien in the universe and you'd be able to understand their language. To me, the hemp plant almost looks like the babblefish because it's so useful. Other purpose could it be except to be made for man to use? And most of the world, they're not so hung up about it that they can use it for clothing and food and paint and tar and varnish and fuel, but not in America. I mean, we have to import everything.
For slaves.
Ridiculous.
They're corporate security guards.
Mike, I sure appreciate you calling in. Why don't you call us back next week? We're going to try to pound this down until we get something worked out. Thanks for coming up again this week. This is Captain Fred, RBN. We'll see you next week.
Everyone have a good day.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.